Welcome to the first episode of the Divine Dreams podcast. We started this project with the intention of launching on YouTube, and the idea has morphed into an audio podcast, so there are references to that in the final recording. I'm learning to take action and refine over time, so instead of going back and recording, re-recording, I'm just launching with the content that we already have. Also, as part of the taking immediate action, the audio quality is not at the level of where I would like it to be. So bear with us as we work to improve that with each episode. I wanted to make sure I thanked Jessica from The Root Shop here in Fort Walton Beach for allowing us to use her space to record the first several episodes of this podcast. She has an amazing apothecary that empowers you to take ownership of your health. She can ship anywhere in the U.S., and you can order online or give her a call to discuss your specific challenges. So I highly encourage you to check out her website, which is rootsshop.com, and it's spelled a little differently. It's rootsshoppe.com. The link will be in the show notes. Thanks so much, Jessica. I love the work that you're doing, and I really appreciate your support in the early stages of this show. And finally, a huge shout out to my friend Dustin Borlock for providing the amazing intro music. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your support. You can find him on Instagram at DustyDeo. Link will be in the show notes.
One of the things I really want to do in with this channel is to let people know you're not alone. Like these questions, as especially what happens, what I've witnessed, oftentimes as you start down this, what we're calling a spiritual journey, which is an awakening, which is a realization of something deeper within yourself. And whether you're religious or not beforehand, start realizing like maybe there's something there that you didn't acknowledge before, or it's, you're acknowledging in a different way. Hello, and welcome to the Divine Dreams YouTube channel. First, I'll just introduce ourselves. My name is Lance Bozek. This is Donnie Simon Harris, and we are here to help share our experience from walking the spiritual journey. What does that look like? And so let me just share some of my thoughts with you first. First is, I believe we're spiritual beings observing a human experience. And I believe that we're born with an intention, a mission to fulfill within this lifetime. But oftentimes that, and almost always, I should say, that mission is kind of hidden from us. We don't remember it. And it's oftentimes like a dream. You know, when you wake up from a dream, you oftentimes don't remember most of it, if anything. And sometimes you remember just little tiny bits and pieces of it, but you often don't remember a lot of it. And so what I feel like is this dream, this purpose that we are born with is much like that. And so it takes work to sort of uncover that dream, to sort of clear things up. And so for me, what I consider spiritual truth seekers, people who are on this journey of trying to understand themselves a little bit more, maybe they know it or maybe they don't, but they're on this journey of trying to remember what that mission was. And so my whole reason for starting this channel was to simply support those of us and have this conversation about what does that journey look like. From many of the people that I've known in my past, people I know now, and just myself on this journey now, we all have our own unique journey. You know, each one is a little bit different, but we oftentimes have similar challenges that we're facing. The circumstances may be different, but the underlying challenge is very similar. And what I've found in my life is oftentimes people will come into my life at a time when we're sharing a similar challenge. And I think that's by design. You know, we're put together with people to connect with people when we are both challenged by a similar issue, to sort of help each other work through that. And so my whole vision for this channel was not that I am teaching or instructing anything, but to simply share experiences so that we can learn from each other, both from comments that you may make, things that me and Donnie may have a conversation about, and other people that we'll invite in to have that conversation as well. So I believe that we're always each other's teachers. There's never a time when you reach a point in your life when you're not learning something from someone else. So even though if I'm teaching a class, I may take the role of a quote-unquote teacher, I am also there to learn, and I always do from the experiences that I have. And so I'm not here as an authoritarian figure to instruct you on what you should be doing. That's never my intention or my purpose. It's to simply ask questions, to share my experiences, and hopefully some of that will come through and inspire you to ask, you know, does that resonate with you or not? Maybe something I say you agree with, something I say you don't agree with, and it causes you to then go a different direction. Either of them I'm totally happy with. So I definitely invite this to be a two-way conversation. I would love to have comments. If you don't agree or resonate with something I've said, let me know. Maybe there's something there I can learn from hearing another perspective of that. So that's the idea for the channel. I thought we might just take a couple moments to sort of give a little bit of background about where we're coming from and what we've done in the past and where we're at on this journey so that you can kind of get to know us a little bit. And then in each subsequent video, obviously, you'll learn a little bit more as we have this conversation. So for me, my journey, I should say, I guess, started around 2008 and was forced to kind of reanalyze my life a little bit and realize that what I was doing was no longer working. I think that part is something that can be shared by a lot of people right now. I think the events of the last couple of years have really caused people to question a lot of things that they've been doing. I feel like my purpose is to help those who are at that point in their life where they realize, like, you know what, something about this is no longer working and I need to change something up. Maybe you're just realizing that, or you've already realized that and you're trying to discover what is the next thing for you. My background is in Kundalini Yoga. I just recently finished my 200 YTT training in Kundalini Yoga as a teacher, and I've always been fascinated with sound, energy, healing. I've had amazing experiences with gongs and healers of all kinds using sound as a tool to shift energies, and I know that's something that me and Donnie both definitely resonate with. So I'm sure we'll do some explorations on sound in this journey that we're going on together here. And I also look at nature as sort of my church. I fully believe that nature is a great facilitator of this process. I don't get out immersed in nature as much as I would like to. That's one of the things I'm working on right now, is getting into a regular routine of getting out and using that. Hiking, or I took up sailing a couple of years ago, and I found that actually sailing is one of those activities where I actually don't think about anything else other than just what I'm doing there and then. Even when I'm hiking, my brain's usually going on other things. It's exploring things or whatever. But in sailing, it's like totally present-minded. So I've used that quite a bit for that purpose and just enjoy getting out. It's a great way of combining natural forces and observation of nature, because you have to observe the water, the waves, the wind, and also pairing that with the technology in order to do so. And so depending on how technically advanced your craft is, you can be very, very basic or very, very technical, but there is an element of technology that is balancing that. And I find that's another part of my life. It's always about balancing observation of ancient wisdom with new technology and the question of the appropriate use of that technology. I don't believe we need to, you know, get away from technology at all. I think it's important for us to use that, but using it in appropriate ways that make sense, and not always looking for technological answers when just tuning into our own divine wisdom provides us better insight into the solution that we're looking for. So. So that's a little bit about me. Donnie, why don't you give us a little background of yourself?
Yeah, well, like Lance said, my name is Donnie Cianon Harris. Anonymously, people refer to me as Donnie, or have an array of nicknames, but I won't even get into that. But I'd say my spiritual journey really started back in 2018. It was like right after the loss of a very close family member. And ever since that instance, I've been on, I guess I would say, like a journey seeking self, seeking truth, seeking wisdom. For some reason, ever since that instance, I was almost like I was forced to sit with a lot of things that I've been suppressing for years. My own emotions, my own internal struggles, and a lot of that was just brought into the light after that awakening. And ever since then, it's been like a full force race to the finish, just trying to really uncover who exactly I am underneath these layers of conditioning and these layers of, I'd say it was almost like lifting these masks that I've been just upholding for these many years. And so far it's been, I'm just grateful to be here and just looking back on the progress that I've made over the years. It's something I would have never even envisioned myself in the position that I am now. Just a little bit of background about myself. I'm originally from Virginia, and I was brought here through the military. And I've been that was part of the reason I'd say I've made this kind of progress over the years, is because being taken from home and being, you know, having to learn how to live this life on my own, essentially, was, I'd say, the catalyst for me exploring the depths of myself and just being put in this position where I have the freedom, essentially, to express myself and share intellect with other people that are essentially going through the same internal exploration, and just really relating to them in that sense, and just, you know, exchanging dialogue, especially, was one of the most beneficial aspects of, you know, being in this chapter of my life, I'd say.
So, one of the things that you mentioned there was the fact that you saw that similar people were coming into your life that were having the same question, asking the same questions.
Yeah.
Right. Asking the same questions, which I think is important that we realize that oftentimes as we're asking these questions, and this is one of the things I really want to do in with this channel, is to let people know you're not alone. Like these questions, especially what happens, what I've witnessed, oftentimes as you start down this, what we're calling a spiritual journey, which is an awakening, which is a realization of something deeper within yourself. And whether you're religious or not beforehand, start realizing that maybe there's something there that you didn't acknowledge before, or you're acknowledging in a different way. And one of the things that I've witnessed is that oftentimes as this happens, the people around you are not experiencing the same thing. And it becomes very challenging because the loved ones or their friends or just people at work or whatever oftentimes can't relate to some of these experiences you're having. And it becomes a very lonely kind of time, especially early on, until you realize that there are other people and you start finding those other people and you start sharing experiences. And that was certainly my experience, talking with family. Luckily for me, I have certain people in my family who are very open-minded and allow me to sort of explore these things, whether they have experienced them or not. They sort of say, hey, that's interesting that you're having that. Luckily for me, you know, I have other people in my life that are, I wouldn't say less open-minded, just more conventional in their experiences, and they can't relate to what I'm saying, and they love me and we're able to have conversation, but they just don't have a relation to what I'm saying. It's like I'm talking in a completely different language. And so they're happy to listen to me talk, but there's not much they can give back because there's just a lack of understanding simply because they don't have that experience. And so I think in this channel, what I really want to do is open that dialogue for people who don't have that outlet. Or maybe you do and you just want it from a different source, to have that dialogue to say, hey, this is okay. And these are the experiences that we've had with this particular issue or whatever. This is our perspective on it. It's not going to be necessarily the right perspective. We'll cover another video specifically about whether it's right or wrong, or, you know, the thing you should do or not, because that's a topic in and of itself. But just simply giving everyone, having a conversation. Again, this is not me teaching everything. This is me exploring something, asking a question for myself and saying, hey, I want to explore this a little bit more. So I want to have people on the show that have an expertise in a certain something, so they can, you know, we can dive deeper into that particular topic or into that particular modality, if it's a healing modality or just whatever it might be. Yeah. So that's the goal for this channel. I'm going to wrap it up at this point. Thank you so much, Satnam. Have a great day.